Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Animal Communication Podcast, where the pets talk. I'm Danielle Tremblay, animal communicator of InsightWithAnimals.com. Each podcast highlights a real animal communication session between a person and their pet. The focus of conversation will be a question or series of questions posed by the owner revolving around one topic. Today's guest is Amy from Colorado. Thank you for being here today, Amy.
Thank you for having me.
And Amy, please go ahead and introduce your cat friend.
His name is Wilhelm. He is approximately 9 years old, and I say approximately because I adopted him from the Yavapai County Humane Society in Prescott, Arizona on July 3rd, 2010. And because he had been brought in as a stray, the shelter had to guess at how old he was at the time, and they guessed 4 years.
Okay, excellent. So I know you have some questions relating to Wilhelm's background and maybe shelter experience. So let me go ahead and tune into him first, and then I'll ask you for your first question. So Wilhelm, okay, he's ready. So your first question, Amy?
Well, he was brought to the shelter as a stray about a month before I adopted him, and I was wondering what his life and his home were like before he was picked up and brought to the Humane Society.
Okay, excellent. So first thing he tells me is he lived in a blue house with a set of small stairs or steps. He gives me the number 3 to 4 steps. Feels like it was a two-story home. He was an indoor-outdoor cat in that place. There was a woman who he shows me petting him as he was coming in from the outside. He enjoyed actually being outdoors. He stuck around the yard in the neighborhood. It feels very much like it was a residential neighborhood. Okay, so what got you then, Wilhelm, from that up to the shelter? Well, he wandered further than he was supposed to. Okay, tell me more about that. He was not lost, Amy. It feels like somebody nabbed him, somebody picked him up, thought he was a stray. He tells me he was a bit dirty, a little dusty, okay, in his coat versus his coat being mostly whitish. As I see in this picture, he's bicolored white and it looks like some gray for viewers' sake. But he just says, yeah, I was a little dusty, but he doesn't understand why somebody nabbed him. And he feels like somebody kept him around their environment at inside. Some inside, did they let you go? He says they wouldn't let me go home. He feels it was a misunderstanding. It wasn't the people being mean. They thought he really was a stray. He lived, it feels like, as he calls it, down the block. But down the block, he wandered quite a distance. But he did know how to get home. He says the woman, my caretaker, never saw me again. So did these people take you to the shelter then? After a time, he feels that they were unsuccessful in locating who owned him. They thought they were doing him a justice, in other words, a good thing by him. So, Amy, what do you know? Was he found as a stray, dropped off at the shelter? What do you know?
His shelter record just says he was brought in as a stray.
Gotcha. So, no, in this case, unfortunately, he was not lost. Had the people just opened their gate, whatever they were keeping him, feels like he was kept in the indoor and also some part of an outdoor space, maybe a fenced-in gate. He wasn't high enough or tall enough, he tells me, to jump it, though. He actually would have gone home had they opened the gate door.
I'm wondering now how he felt about not being able to go home, as well as how did he feel about being brought to the shelter instead of being able to go home.
Okay, sure. So first question, how did you feel about not being able to get home? He was very sad, very sad. He couldn't get home. It was frustrating for him. He's a pretty patient cat to begin with. That's just part of his natural personality type, and he shows me himself waiting at the inside of a gated yard, waiting for the people who, as he calls it now, trapped him there to open it so that he could basically walk his way home. He just says, they didn't help me get home. They did everything with posters and flyers because he shows me them working very hard at trying to locate his people. They really were genuine cat lovers, but they misunderstood my needs. As far as how did you feel when you ended up at the shelter, he says as soon as he entered that building, he had an awareness he was never going to get back to his prior people. How did you handle that, Wilhelm? He was frustrated at first. Also a very nice cat, though. A cat who, he tells me, after 48 hours, he adopted quite well, surprisingly well, considering his, you know, sadness. But, yeah, being in the shelter environment, he just shows me those early days, he adapted and blossomed after 48 hours. Those first 24, 48 hours, he was scared. He was nervous. But he thinks eventually he became a favorite, actually, at the shelter.
His shelter record has one note. It says, very easy to handle, very sweet boy.
I believe it. That's him. Okay. Your next question.
How did he feel about meeting me for the first time? And we met at a PetSmart where the Humane Society had an off-site adoption location.
Okay. He says he liked you from the start. He felt really that almost everybody looking at him was a very nice person. Did have an inkling of understanding why he was there. He was on display for a potential new home. The people there manning the event, he says, were good people. As far as you, more on Amy, though, he says, well, he didn't really know you at first. You thought you were nice. He shows me an image of allowing you to pet him and being sweet underneath your touch and being affectionate with his head and his neck. But I still see him being a little reserved. In what way? He just tells me, well, I didn't want to give away my entire self. I didn't know her that well. But he did think you were sweet. And he understood. When he shows me you filling out paperwork, he understood what that meant. And he was like, okay, I'll go home with you. I see him being very willing and very open to go home with you. He knew, again, he shows me a door closed to his prior life, his original home. That was no longer an option, and he understood that. Okay.
And he was accepting of that, too?
He was accepting at that point. He was. He wasn't accepting of it when the people had him trapped in their house and yard. That's when he was still trying to get home. But no, once he entered the shelter atmosphere, from that point on forward, right on even up through that PetSmart event, he was very much accepting of, okay, this is where I am now, can't go to the old home, here's a nice person, and he was very willing to be friendly and kind to you.
And how did he experience his arrival at his new home? I brought him home, and I already had another cat who I had adopted 10 days earlier, a female, 3 years old, named Luna.
Okay, sure. He says Luna was nice. She was nice. He feels that there was a little bit of space, a buffer, in part because Luna likes to have things done her own way, he tells me, so that she kind of kept him, he feels, a little bit at bay, and he wasn't going to ruffle her feathers. So he just shows me a little bit of space, you know, between him and her. But that didn't last long, and then they became buddies. He just says, I just have to, and he nods his head as if to bow underneath her, just to let her take charge, take on that role. He was okay with that. He shows me himself being very curious about your living environment at that time, the space, and just walking around and nosing about. He just says, I knew I came to a good place, and I knew it was a quiet home. And he liked that. He always preferred, actually, and at one point in his past, did have that, a quiet living environment, quiet, peaceful life, a peaceful life, one free of chaos. Wilhelm does not like chaos. He doesn't like a lot of noise. He doesn't like a lot of, he's laughing. He says, I don't like a lot of clutter either, but he thinks you don't either. So you two are on the same page there. He just likes even, simple, clean kind of lifestyle.
Now that we're however many years later, how is he feeling about this, his home, in the long term?
He shows me an image of putting his head pressed against yours in a very lovely gesture. When I ask, what does this image mean? Wilhelm says, it means I love her and she loves me. And he shows me winding his paw around your finger as if the two of you were the equivalent of holding hands. What does this mean? He says, we're in love. I love it here. And he shows me an image of pulling Luna in close, too. So it's very much the three of you. It's a triad of love. You know, usually people use the phrase a circle of love. He's showing me a triad of love because it is the three of you together. So it's a very positive experience for me, is what he finishes up with.
Oh, that's lovely.
Excellent. How long was he actually in the shelter? Do you know, Amy?
It looks like a month.
Gotcha. Just good to know these details. All right, Amy, I'm going to thank Wilhelm and yourself as well. Thanks so much for being a podcast guest.
Thank you, Danielle. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.